Section 10. Getting your license or ID card. Definitions. Resident. A person who has his principal place of domicile in this state for a period of more than 6 consecutive months, has registered to vote, has made a statement of domicile pursuant to Section 222.17, Florida statutes, or has filed for homestead exemption on property in this state. Immigrant. A permanent resident alien who is admitted to the United States, U.S., as a lawful permanent resident. Immigrants are legally accorded the privilege of residing permanently in the U.S. and are issued immigrant visas or adjusted to permanent resident status by the United States Citizenship and Immigration Service, USCIS. Non-immigrant. An alien who seeks temporary entry to the U.S. for a specific purpose and who has declared the intention to stay only for a temporary period of time. U.S. citizen. A person born in the U.S., its territories, naturalized, or one who has obtained a certificate of citizenship from the U.S. Department of State. Who needs a Florida license to drive? If you are a Florida resident, you must get a Florida driver license to drive a motor vehicle on public streets and highways. A non-resident, except a migrant or seasonal farm worker, who accepts employment or engages in a trade, profession, or occupation in this state, or enrolls their child in a Florida public school must get a Florida driver license within 30 days in order to operate a motor vehicle. Exceptions for the Florida driver license. You do not have to get a Florida driver license to drive in Florida if you are a non-resident who is at least 16 years old and have a valid non-commercial driver license from another state or territory of the U.S., or an international driving permit from your country of residence accompanied by a valid driver license from that country. These people are also exempt, if they hold a valid driver license from their state, country. U.S. government employee driving a non-commercial U.S. government motor vehicle on official business. Any non-resident working for a firm on a contract for the U.S. government and driving a non-commercial vehicle. This exemption is only for 60 days. Members of the armed forces stationed in Florida, their spouses, and dependents. A licensed driver who lives in another state and travels regularly between home and work in Florida. Any non-resident attending college in Florida. Non-resident migrant farm workers, even though they are employed or place children in public schools, providing they have a valid driver license from their home state. Those who drive only vehicles like farm tractors or road machines temporarily on the highway. Florida driver license classifications. The Class E is for drivers of non-commercial vehicles. You must have a commercial driver's license, CDL, Class A, B, or C to operate. Any single vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,001 or more pounds, or a combination vehicle with a gross combination weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds, if the trailer has a GVWR of 10,001 or more pounds, or a vehicle designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver, or any size vehicle which requires hazardous material placards or is carrying material listed as a select agent or toxin in 42 CFR Part 73. Federal regulations through the Department of Homeland Security require a background check and fingerprinting for the hazardous materials endorsement. Requirements for Class E driver license. 1. Be at least 16 years old. 2. Completion of traffic law and substance abuse education course. 3. Provide required identification. 4. Pass vision, Class E knowledge, and driving skill exams. 5. If under age 18. Must hold a learner's license for 12 months or until the 18th birthday. Whichever comes first. Must have no moving traffic violation convictions for 12 months from learner's license date of issue, or may have one moving traffic violation within 12 months of learner's license issue, if adjudication is withheld. A parent, legal guardian, or responsible adult 21 years old or older must certify that the driver has had at least 50 hours of driving experience, of which 10 hours were at night. Must have parent or guardian sign parental consent form. Must be in compliance with school attendance. Learner's license. 1. Be at least 15 years old. 2. Completion of traffic law and substance abuse education course. 3. Pass vision and Class E knowledge exams. Reciprocity. The Class E knowledge and driving skill exams are reciprocated, waived, if you present a valid driver license from any of the following: United States, including territories, possessions. United States military. Canada. France. Germany, driving skills test only. Republic of China, Taiwan. South Korea. Note: a vision exam is still required. Canadians can reciprocate examination requirements by surrendering their Canadian driver license. If not surrendered, Class E exams will be required. Licenses from other states or U.S. territories, possessions must be surrendered when the Florida driver license is issued. Traffic Law and Substance Abuse Education Course, TLSAE. You must complete a TLSAE course if you have never held, or do not have in your possession, a driver license in any state, country, or jurisdiction and are applying for a learner's or driver license. Parental consent for minors. If you are under age 18 and are not married, you must have your parent or legal guardian sign your license. Application in front of the driver license agent or a notary public. The parent or legal guardian who signs your application agrees to take responsibility for your driving. If the signer decides to rescind responsibility, your license will be cancelled. To cancel the license, the signer must write a letter to FLHSMV requesting to withdraw their consent for the minor driver, and include the minor driver's complete name, date of birth, and license number. Send the request to Bureau Chief of Motorist Compliance Division of Motorist Services, 2900 Appalachie Parkway, MS 87, Tallahassee, Florida, 32399-0575. The signer may also go to my DMV portal, flhsmv.gov, to cancel the license. Married minors must show certified marriage certificate. Emancipated minors must show certified court order. Physical and mental requirements. You must list any physical or mental issues that might affect your driving and your driver license application. If you have epilepsy, fainting spells, dizziness, blackouts, or any other medical condition that could impair your driving, you may be asked to have your doctor complete a medical report form. This form can be requested through your local driver license service center. The report must be completed by your doctor and submitted to FLHSMV before a driver license is issued. If you are diabetic and use insulin, you may request that insulin dependent is indicated on your driver license. Restriction codes. If you have a restriction in your license and do not comply with the requirements, you could receive a citation and have your license suspended. Note: the complete list of the restriction codes has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. ID card requirements. All applicants for a Florida driver license or ID card must present. Step 1. Primary identification. Step 2. Proof of social security number, which can be a military ID, and Step 3. Two documents that show your Florida residential address. All documents must be original or certified. Photocopies or notarized copies will not be accepted. If your name has changed since the issuance of the primary identification, you will need to present a name change document such as a marriage certificate, court order, or divorce decree to link the names between the primary identification and the name that will be used on the driver license or ID card. Please visit flhsmv.gov/whatobring to obtain a personalized list of requirements. Step 1. Primary identification. U.S. citizens must provide one of the following original or certified documents. Certified U.S. birth certificate, including territories and the District of Columbia. The birth certificate must be issued by a government agency. Hospital birth certificates will not be accepted. Valid U.S. passport or passport card. Consular report of birth abroad. Certificate of naturalization. Certificate of citizenship. Immigrants must provide one of the following original or certified documents. Valid alien registration receipt card, green card, form I-151 or I-551, or permanent resident card. I-551 stamp in a valid passport with a valid U.S. visa affixed or on an approved I-94. Immigration judge's order, with the customer's a number, granting asylum. I-797, with the customer's a number, stating the customer has been granted asylum. I-797, I-94 indicating the customer entered as a refugee or another form from the Citizenship and Immigration Services, with the customer's a number, stating the customer's application for refugee status is approved. Canadian citizens must provide one of the following original or certified documents. Valid Canadian passport. Original or certified Canadian birth certificate. Canadian naturalization certificate. Canadian certificate of citizenship. Non-immigrants must provide one of the following original documents. Valid employment authorization card issued by the USCIS, Form I-688B or I-766. Proof of non-immigrant classification provided by USCIS or U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Form I-94, not expired, with required supporting attachments. I-94s must be accompanied by a valid passport with a valid U.S. visa affixed. Certain classifications require additional documentation. Some examples are F-1 and M-1 classification must also be accompanied by an I-20. J-1 or J-2 designation must be accompanied by a DS-2019. Refugee, asylee, and parolee classifications must be accompanied by additional documentation, for example, I-94 with picture affixed. The following documents will only be accepted with a supporting document, including but not limited to a passport, Florida driver license or ID card, driver license from any other state, employment authorization card, employer identification from home country, identification from school or college, social security card or other citizenship and immigration services document, including I-571 travel document, refugee travel permit, I-512 parole letter accepted, IJO asylum or cancellation of removal immigration judge's order granting asylum or cancellation of removal. Immigrants, Canadian citizens, and other non-immigrants applying for a Florida driver license may be issued a 60-day temporary driving permit without a photo. Non-U.S. citizens applying for an original ID card will be issued a receipt. FLHSMV will review the identification documents provided and electronically verify their validity with the Department of Homeland Security, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. If your identity and legal presence is verified, you will be issued a driver license or ID card at the issuance office. If proof of identity, legal presence does not verify, the transaction will require secondary verification. If the secondary proof of identity, legal presence verifies, the driver license or ID card will be mailed to you. If the secondary verification does not verify, the driver license or ID card issuance will be denied. Immigrants and non-immigrants can contact USCIS for more information about obtaining identification, legal presence documents. Step 2. Social Security Number or Secondary Identification. Florida law requires the collection of your Social Security number. We will electronically verify the information you provide with the Social Security Administration. All applicants for a driver license or ID card must present one of the following original or certified documents. Social Security card. W-2 form. Paycheck containing your complete Social Security number. 1099 form, pre-printed by issuer. Military ID. The name on your Social Security document must match the name that you wish to have on your driver license or ID card. If you recently changed your name, you must update your records with the Social Security Administration first. If you have never been issued a Social Security number and you are a U.S. citizen or immigrant, you must provide one of the secondary documents listed below. All non-immigrants must provide one of the following secondary documents. A driver license from the District of Columbia, U.S. territories, or one of our 50 states. An ID card from the District of Columbia, U.S. territories, or one of our 50 states. United States military or military-dependent ID card. School record stating date of birth that must contain the registrar's signature. Transcript of the birth record filed with a public officer charged with the duty of recording certificates. an insurance policy on the customer's life that has been in force for at least 2 years and that has the month, day, and year of birth. Florida driver license record or ID card record. Selective service registration, draft card. Receipt copy of your last Florida driver license issuance. Immigration form I-571. Federal form DD-214, military record. Marriage certificate. Court order, which includes legal name. A Florida voter registration card, which was issued at least 3 months previously. Florida vehicle registration certificate obtained from the service center where the customer's vehicle was registered. Florida or out-of-state registration certificate, if name and date of birth are shown. Parent consent form of minor, signed by the parent or legal guardian. Government-issued out-of-country passport, driver license, or ID card. Baptism certificate that shows date of birth and the place of baptism. Family Bible record or birth announcement in a baby book. Concealed weapons permit. Step 3. Proof of residential address. All applicants for a driver license or ID card must present two documents with their residential address. 1. Deed, mortgage, monthly mortgage statement, mortgage payment booklet, or residential rental, lease agreement. 2. Florida voter registration card. 3. Florida vehicle registration or title. 4. Florida vessel registration or title, if living on a boat, houseboat. 5. Statements. Contact your local driver license service center for information about using statements. 6. A utility hookup. 7. Automobile payment booklet. 8. Selective service card. 9. Medical or health card with address listed. 10. Current homeowner insurance policy or bill. 11. Current automobile insurance policy or bill. 12. Educational institution transcript forms for the current school year. 13. Unexpired professional license issued by a government agency in the U.S. 14. W-2 form or 1099 form. 15. Form DS-2019. Certificate of Eligibility for Exchange Visitor, J-1, Status. 16. A letter from a homeless shelter, transitional service provider, or halfway house verifying that the customer resides at the shelter address.
17. Utility bills, mail from financial institutions, including checking, savings, or investment account statements.
18. Mail from federal, state, county or city government agencies, including city and county agencies. 19. Transients, sexual offender, predator, career offender, FDLE registration form completed by local sheriff's department. ID cards. If you need an ID card, you can apply at any driver license service center. Persons holding a driver license who wish to obtain a Florida ID card must surrender their driver license. You are prohibited from holding both a driver license and an ID card at the same time. To obtain an ID card, you must 1. Be 5 years of age or older. Any person, regardless of age, can be issued an ID card if applying for a disabled parking permit. 2. Present required identification, proof of your social security number, and proof of residential address. ID cards issued to persons 5 to 14 years of age will be valid for 4 years. All others will be valid for 8 years. ID cards for homeless persons. If you are homeless, you can get an ID card at no cost. You must provide a current letter from a local homeless shelter verifying that you are homeless and meet the identification documentation requirements. ID cards for persons at or below poverty level. You can get an ID card at no cost, as long as you meet the identification documentation requirements and provide one of the following documents. Tax return from last year with gross income that meets 100% federal poverty level. Proof of enrollment in ACCESS, the Department of Children and Families Florida Benefits Program. License renewal. Class E driver licenses are valid for 6 to 8 years. Expiration dates may vary for driver license renewals issued to non-immigrants. Your driver license may not be renewed if you are not eligible to receive a driver license. You did not answer a summons which involved a traffic violation. Your driver license is suspended, revoked, or cancelled. You do not present the required documentation. Renewal issuance requirements. 1. Present your old driver license. 2. Pass a vision exam. 3. If you have changed your address, you will need to provide 2 approved proof of address documents with your new address. 4. If your name has changed, you will need to provide the approved documents establishing your new name. Primary identification, proof of social security number, and 2 proofs of residential address, pages 73 to 76, are required if you have not been issued a Florida driver license or ID card in a field office since January 1, 2010. Any non-immigrant holding a driver license or ID card who needs a renewal or replacement driver license or ID card must apply in person. Renewing online. If you are a U.S. citizen or immigrant, you can renew your driver license online at mydmvportal.flhsmv.gov. You are not eligible for online renewal if your previous renewal was by phone, mail, or online. You are not a U.S. citizen or permanent resident. Your driving privilege is suspended, revoked, or canceled and you want an ID card. After your request is processed, you will receive a 6 or 8 year license. Florida law requires that you destroy your old driver license after receiving the new driver license. Application for renewal received after the license expiration date, midnight of your birthday, requires a $15 late fee. Drivers 80 years old and older. All drivers who are 80 years of age or older and who are in the process of renewing their driver license are required to pass a vision exam. The exam may be administered at a driver license service center at no additional charge or by your Florida licensed healthcare practitioner, such as your medical doctor or optometrist. A vision examination report must be completed and submitted to FLHSMV if your vision test is administered by your doctor. See Form HSMV 72119. Once it is filed, you will then be able to renew online or by mail. Should you elect to have your vision exam at a local driver license service center, please schedule an appointment so that we can serve you more efficiently. Upon passing the vision exam, you can complete the renewal process. However, if a problem is detected, you will be referred to your eye doctor for follow-up prior to being able to renew. Driver license, ID card replacement. If your driver license or ID card is lost or stolen, apply for a replacement immediately. A replacement can be obtained at a driver license service center or online at MyDMV portal, flhsmv.gov. If the card was stolen and you provide a copy of the police report, in person, the replacement fee is waived as long as you are not making any changes to the card, otherwise there is a replacement fee. Replacement requirements. Primary identification, proof of social security number, and 2 proofs of residential address are required if you have not been issued a Florida driver license or ID card in a field office since January 1, 2010. If you have changed your address, you will need to provide 2 approved proof of address documents. If your name has changed, you will need to provide the approved documents establishing your new name. Change of address. You must obtain a new driver license within 30 calendar days of any change to your mailing or residential address. You may change the address and your driver license or ID card by 1. Visiting mydmvportal.flhsmv.gov coming in the fall of 2020. 2. Visiting your local driver license service center or tax collector's office. After receiving the new driver license, destroy your old license as required by Florida law. If you fail to report a change of address, you may not receive your motor vehicle registration renewal, your driver license renewal, or notices of potential sanctions. If you are pulled over by law enforcement and the address in your driver license is incorrect, you may receive a citation. Name changes. If your name has changed and you would like your name to appear on your driver license or ID card differently than it appears in your primary identification, you will need to present an original or certified government-issued marriage certificate, divorce decree, or court order as a name change document. Have your name changed on your Social Security card. Immigrants and non-immigrants must have your name changed on your United States Citizenship and Immigration Services documents before you can change your name on your Florida driver license or ID card. Canadian citizens must have your name changed on your Canadian passport before applying for a name change and your driver license or ID card. Veterans. Veteran designation on driver license or ID card. Any honorably discharged U.S. veteran may have the designation veteran placed on their driver license or ID card at no charge. The veteran will need to provide a copy of their DD-214 or other approved discharge document at the time of issuance. Exempt fees for 100% disabled U.S. veterans. Any veteran honorably discharged from the armed forces who was issued a valid ID card by the Department of Veterans Affairs, or a letter of disability determination from the Veterans Administration, and has been determined by the Veterans Administration to have a 100% service-connected disability, is exempt from paying certain driver license fees such as initial license fees and renewal fees. All ID card fees are exempt. Selective service. State law requires any male who is a U.S. citizen or immigrant, who is at least 18 years old but less than 26 years old, to comply with federal selective service system requirements when applying to receive a driver license, a learner's license, a commercial driver's license, an ID card, or a renewal or replacement card or license. Sexual offenders and sexual predators. Within 48 hours after completing the required initial registration as a sexual predator or sexual offender in Florida, all sexual predators and sexual offenders who are not incarcerated, including those who are under the supervision of the Florida Department of Corrections, shall register in person at a driver license service center or tax collector's office. The sexual predator or sexual offender must identify him or herself as such and provide their place of permanent or temporary residence. Post office box numbers may not be used in place of a physical residential address. Sexual offenders will have 943.0435FS printed on the front of their driver license or ID card. Sexual predators will have sexual predator printed on the front of their driver license or ID card. Sexual predators and offenders must report in person to a driver license service center every time their license or ID card is subject to renewal and within 48 hours after any change in name or address. Career offenders. Career offenders are certain persons who are designated as habitual violent felony offenders, violent career criminals, or three-time violent felony offenders. Within 2 working days after completing the required registration as a career offender in Florida, all career offenders who are not incarcerated, including those who are under the supervision of the Florida Department of Corrections, shall register in person at the Driver License Service Center. Career offenders must report in person to the Driver License Service Center every time their driver license or ID card is subject to renewal and within 2 working days after any change in name or address. Emergency contact information. If you have a Florida driver license or ID card, register your emergency contact information at the FLHSMV website, flhsmv.gov. This provides law enforcement with an immediate contact in case you are involved in a crash or emergency.